Blog Talk Radio.
Night, Lord. Hallelujah. For this is a day that you have made. We will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. You've joined the Wednesday International Victory Service of the Apostles' House, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International. Our motto is we are co-workers in the kingdom. Our biblical foundation is found in Jeremiah, the 18th chapter, beginning at the first through the six verses. And the word came unto Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the apostle's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I and went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came unto me again, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as a potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the pan, so are ye in my hand, O house of Israel. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and perfect and acceptable will of God. And I submit to you on this wonderful Wednesday evening that the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name. This evening. Praise God for you. thank God for those who have joined us in our crusade to tell at least one person a day that we love them with the love of the Lord. Hallelujah. I want you to understand this, that there are many walking around today thinking that God doesn't love them, thinking that we don't love them. No one loves them. You telling that one person that you love them and God loves them too, it helps them. It changes their lives. It may even save their life. So right now, we are going to pray for others. We're going to tell folk right now that we love them by praying for them. The Bible says in St. Luke 18:1, men are always to pray and not to faint. Thessalonians 5:17 says we should pray without ceasing. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Now, it's significant for you to understand this, that when the praises go up, because God said in his word in Psalm 22, verse 3, that he inhabits the praise of his people. And wherever the tangible manifestation of God is, there's blessings there, y'all. And we're going to call out people's names right now because somebody called out our name. They had us on their mind. They took a little time to pray for us. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for us. Love is only a four-letter word unless you put it into action. They put it into action one day. May have been a lot of days. Calling out your name to God. And God heard them, y'all. If you hear my voice right now, God heard their prayer. God heard their cry. You still here? Thank you, Lord. I'm going to play the selection, the prayer, in the background. You begin to articulate, verbalize, name, call out their names to the Father God, your family and your friends, and work out with them. Pray for yourself too. But call out the name. Put them in the atmosphere of blessing. And then expect God to move by his spirit. And signs, wonders, miracles and blessings shall follow. In Jesus' name. From thy kingdom be done thy will. Like for me and my family. My wife, Peaches, myself. Nikki, Daniel. Pamela, Kristen, Keith, Tiny Girl, Kayvon, Kimberly, Jaleesa, Keith, Michael and Michael and Mark and Ariana, Nicholas and Domi, Reggie, Elijah, Malachi, Xavier, Jaheim, Emmanuel, Evelyn, Samara, Travion, Oscar, Rebelda, Aja, DJ, Ezekiel, Kai, Zane, Joshua, Lauren. Hallelujah. Knowledge, Dave, hallelujah, glory to God. Dorothy, James, Jr., Jaleesa, Nate, Jarrell, Viola, Lewis, Jaleesa, Regina, Bright, Corey, Antonio, Pebbles, Antoine, Dexter, Marion, Rachel, Bernie, Kirsten, Damon, Preston, Lorena, Spencer, Johnson, Joseph Atkins, Anna, James, and family, Juliet, Andrea, and Gina, and family, Tony, and Ricky Bird, and family, Sam Bright, and family, Linda, Ginger, Moses, Sandra, Brenda, and family, Bright, Damon, LaVonza, Tanya, Tommy Owens, and family, worship you, my mother. Pamela Byrne, Naomi, Timmy, Bobby, and family. Jeffrey Maria, Tony Calvin, Bob, and Cam Bob. Christopher Bird, Tony, Nelly, Helena, Tiffany, CJ, and Amani.
I pray we'll find your love.
Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James, Kelly, and family. Phyllis Wester family, Sally London family. Denise, the family, Paul, Kelly, and Charlie, Kathy, and family.
Remind them where you are. Remind them where you are.
Deanna Ruin family, Angela Ruin family, Patty Collins. Elwood, Ernest, David, Geneva, and family. Cutting out the rest of the Funkin' and family. Donald and family. Raymond Banks and family. Jackie and family. All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives. Our uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins. Come that kingdom be done that will like all our bonus family members. Come that kingdom be done that will like Elvis Cusey and family. Brother Harry Warsaw and family. Prophet Cynthia and family. Prophet Rudolph Green and family. Sister Nancy and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Tiffany and family. Sister Dejanay and family. Hallelujah. Sister Camilla and family. Hallelujah. Elder Lester Miles and family. Elder Lester and family. Elder Lazar and family. Elder Rosetta Carey and family. Minister Jerry Cleveland and family. Rock Kelman and family. Minister Linda family, Minister Doreen event, Minister Jane event, Minister Janice family, Minister Carol Powell King and family, Hallelujah. Adrian Scott and family, William Orange and family, Hallelujah. Jerry Don Wilson and family, Lorenzo Bedford and family, Sheila Bedford and family, Tina Thompson and family, hallelujah. Evangelist Julie and family. Jennifer and family, hallelujah. Evangelist Marcus Pearson and family. Raquel and family. Evangelist Lorraine Gamble and family, hallelujah. Again, Evangelist Tina Sutcher and family. Hallelujah. Marcus Cook James and family. Lenore Smith and family. Valerie Hammond family. Lucy Maria. Leslie and John Govard and family. Valerie and Kelly Montone and family. Carolyn Powers and family. Dr. Doug Wilson and Teresa Wilson and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dr. Audrey Thompson and family. Dr. Caroline Russell and family. Dr. Karen Trent Mims and family. Dr. Benjamin Ratcher and family. Dr. Lynette Brown and family. Glory to God. Dr. Nancy McKnight and family. Dr. Winter Mack and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Pastor Don Street and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastor Don Street and family. Pastor Tom Swin and family. Pastor Jason Roseberry and family. Pastor Ethan Wall and family. Pastor Maxine and Jordan Lee and family. Pastor Cornelius James and family. Pastor Arnold Henry and family. Pastor Mary Hatley and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Pastor Natasha McGill and family. Hallelujah. Bishop Mary Somerville and family. Bishop Carl Pierce and family. Bishop Bob Pierce and family. Bishop Bernie McBride and family. Bishop Armando Saunders and family. Bishop Waters and family. Bishop William McMillan and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Elder Kelly and family. Hallelujah. Mother Banks and family. Hallelujah. Mother Janice Booton and family. Hallelujah. Andy Harrison family. Rosa and family. Marvin and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. James Worthy and family. Al Lowry and family. Mike Irvin and family. Dr. Battle and family. Aiden and family. Glory to God. Norman Nevins and family. Apostle Monty Mercer and family. Apostle Dustin Hoffman and family. Apostle Evans and family. Apostle Anna and family. Apostle Hayden and family. Chief Apostle Mary Osborne and family. Where is he, my dear? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Marvin Samaru and family. Hallelujah. Ruby Smith and family. Ruby Ramazone and family. Cherry Whitney and family. Cherry Wilfong and family. Ivy Sweetline and family. The Carter Bonds and family. Joy Bonds and family. Another Joy. Another Joy and family. Another Joy and family. Thomas and family. Another Thomas and family. Thomas and Phil Fetter and family. Tony George and family. Annette Miller and family. Annette Gordon and family. Sonia Johnson and family. Corinthian Johnson and family. Hallelujah. Sonia Journey and family. Janetta McCoy and family. Jennings Hill and family. Angela Jennings Hill and family. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kenneth Mitchell and family. Stephen Lupentine and family. Hallelujah. Kate Samuel and family. Etna and family. Hallelujah. Rosa and family. Hallelujah. Marvin and family. Russell Navadon and family. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We got several kids. Hallelujah. Milton Russell and family. Milton Whaley and family. Hallelujah. Lawrence and family. Hallelujah. Another Jennifer and family. Lord, we don't know what we should pray for, Lord, but your Holy Spirit does it. Make sure to test the fourth. Romans 8, 26. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. 1 Corinthians 14 and 2.
Yeah.
times like these, when I'm far on the sun day, nobody seems to know what is the right way. So I put on the whole armor of God, standing this evil day, and with the help of the Lord, I'll overcome any way. So I can
do all things through Christ.
I used to say, are you glad? Has God made you glad? Hallelujah. But tonight I'm saying hallelujah. Can you do all things through Christ who strengthens you? Do you feel like you can? Hallelujah. Do you feel like a superhero? Hallelujah. Do you feel empowered? Hallelujah. What day is it, y'all?
Jesus.
What day is it, y'all?
It's health day.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. That song says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But young people, I know sometimes you don't feel like it. Because the world beats you up just like it, or tries to beat on you just like it tries to beat on us in a doubt. Hallelujah, hallelujah. But we thank God for Jesus. And just like we have to go to the Lord to get refilled, just like a car to go to a gas station to get filled up and get some power to go. Young people, the same thing you have to do. You have to go to Jesus too. Hallelujah. And every time you go to him, he's right there waiting for you. Hallelujah. He is that friend that's sticking closer than a brother. Hallelujah. He's that friend. Young people, that will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always going to be there for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy 28 and 13, he said that you're the head and not the tail. And sometimes we know we don't feel like that. Hallelujah. Sometimes we feel like the tail, something that the cat done drug in. Hallelujah. And sometimes the world wants to beat up on you. Sometimes the bully wants to have his way with you and just beat on you and tease you and say all kinds of things. And you feel like everything except what God says you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. But God has empowered you with his presence, with his spirit. Hallelujah. He's made you bold. Hallelujah. To speak up for him and to live for him. Just like the three Hebrew boys. Hallelujah. In Daniel's third chapter. Hallelujah. 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 And they knew they were going to be punished if they didn't worship the same king. The everybody else worship? No, no, no. They were bold. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And they said they would not bow to any other god. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And they would not worship except the one true and living God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they were thrown into the fiery furnace. Thank you, Jesus. And the enemy can say, oh, if you don't do this and that, I'm going to get you, or we're going to do this and that to you. But hallelujah. But when you have God on your side, God's going to have your back. God got your back, young people. Hallelujah. Don't bow to any other idol out there. Hallelujah. You don't bow. You don't give in to what the enemy says that he's going to do to you. You honor and you worship the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God will have your back. Hallelujah. Just like David, when he said they're going to throw him in the lion's den. Or Daniel, in the lion's den. He didn't give in. And don't you know, when you do what God says you ought to do, don't you know God will have your back? And he was put into the den of lions, but you know what? One of them lions was ended up being his pillow. But you know what he did? He laid down, propped his head up on one of them, and went to sleep. Hallelujah. And whenever I've heard that story, I always imagine, because most pictures are drawn or painted of Daniel and the lions, then it's only like 2-3 lions walking around in there. But no, I was told it was not like, no. There were many, 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 many lions. Hallelujah. And don't you know, you may have many, 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 many enemies around you, but don't you know, it doesn't matter when you have Jesus Christ with you. I don't care. The more enemies he have around you, the more he's going to show up and show them what a mighty God you serve. Hallelujah, Jesus. Woo! It's just like, oh, my gosh. Thank you, Jesus. And when you speak boldly and you're going to live for the Lord and they think they're going to do something to you, hallelujah. God shows up and he shows out. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 6:1 says the children obey your parents in the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's not just your biological parents. Hallelujah. When the saints of God, when older ones are telling you different things to do, hallelujah, obey them. Hallelujah. They're not going to tell you something is wrong. Hallelujah. They don't see, they've already been down the road. So therefore, they know what to tell you the things that are right. Hallelujah. And they want to steer you away from the things that are wrong. Hallelujah. Because they want God's blessings on your life. They know if you do the wrong things, they know curses and stuff going to happen to you and going to be upon you. They know the enemy will whip you up and tear you up and steal the things that God wants to have for you in life. Hallelujah. But just because someone may not have given you birth doesn't mean they're not your parent in the Lord. Hallelujah. You may be in a church and a whole lot of older people around, and you think, these people are not my parents, but baby, they're telling you something right, you listen. You listen. And they tell you, honey, don't you go down that road right there, because it's destruction down that road. Then you listen to them. Someone else tells you, oh, honey, you may want to run outside right now, but you need on a hat and you need some galoshes on your feet. You listen to them, because if you don't, your feet will get wet, you'll catch a cold, and you'll be sniffing and all this. So therefore, listen to them. When another adult may tell you, honey, you know, I've been watching you, and I've been watching them friends you've been hanging with, and I think they're bad news. I think you need to stay away from them. You know what? That person may not have been your mother or your father, but you know what? They're telling you what's right. And if you keep on hanging around them people, don't you know what? Them people end up being picked up and being slung up against the wall and holding up the wall, holding up a building, which means their hands up against the building because the police frisking them, you're going to be right along with them. So obey the adults that's in your life. Hallelujah. So what if they're not your biological parents? They're telling you what's right. Hallelujah. They're telling you what God wants to tell you, because they want the blessings for you and your life that God has for your life and that God has for you. Hallelujah. Does God only, Jeremiah 29:11 says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, and they are good and not evil, and to bring you to an expected end. Hallelujah. They know, the sanctified people around you know what God says about you. Hallelujah. And they can see way down the road. They can, that, you know what? It's something special about that young lady right there. It's something special about that young man right there. Hallelujah. Because God says wonderful things about you. Hallelujah. And the older people in your life, they want you to live a life that is full of blessings and full of just good things. Hallelujah. You may not know it, or no one may have told you the different things that God has said about you. Hallelujah. But they want you to live and receive the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. And some other things that God is saying about you, Hallelujah. Sometimes you have to look in the mirror at yourself. Hallelujah. And repeat some good affirmations, some good things about yourself. You say, I am anointed. I am amazing. I'm intelligent. Awesome. I'm righteous. I am well able. I am forgiven. I'm free. I'm valuable. I'm successful. I'm prosperous. I'm blessed. I'm gifted. I'm sanctified. These are things the devil don't want you to think about yourself, but they are all positive. And these are things that God is saying about you. And sometimes when you have been out there, when you have been in school all day and the enemy done whipped you up one side and down the other, you may not feel like you are anything. Hallelujah. You don't feel like you're anything positive. Sometimes you just have to come in the house, shake off the day. Sometimes say, Lord, I just need you to refresh my spirit right now. Lord God, I just need you to come and touch me. Come and bless me, Lord. Hallelujah. And then God dropping your spirit. And the positive things that he drops in your spirit, you say them right behind the Lord. Because God's going to tell you that you are blessed. And you say, yes, I'm blessed. I'm victorious. I'm creative. I'm chosen. I'm gifted. I'm approved. I'm accepted. I'm sanctified. I'm forgiven. These are positive affirmations. You have to say to yourself, hallelujah. You can even say them to yourself in the mirror before you even go to school in the morning. Hallelujah. Hype yourself up. Hallelujah. Pick out a favorite scripture from the Word of God that you know that God has said about you. And you just say that scripture all day. Hallelujah. When you're going out the door, hallelujah, have that scripture in your heart, in your mind during the day. Hallelujah. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes the Word of God and the way God feels about me just makes me smile. Hallelujah. And you know what? One day somebody said to me, what's it got to be happy about? What's you smiling about? But young people, when you know that Jesus loves you, hallelujah, and he's taking care of you, and he's supplying your every need, and there's nothing that you can desire that he won't give you, isn't it enough to make you smile? Hallelujah. Just to know that somebody loves you, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's enough to make you smile just to know that there's nothing in this life that you won't come upon and you won't have Jesus with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He's going to have your back. He's going to bring up, and he will allow someone natural, a physical person, to come and stand beside you, to walk with you through the things in life that you have to go through. I've experienced it. And that was Jesus showing me that he loves me. God is just awesome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And who wouldn't serve a God like this? Oh, young people, I just want to encourage you to live for the Lord. Hallelujah. There's no better life out there than to live for Jesus. Hallelujah. He'll give you the desires of your heart. I don't care what the desires are. Hallelujah. And you know what? Hallelujah. Christmas time right around the corner. Thank you, Lord. You continue to live for the Lord. Hallelujah. And you make out that Christmas list. Hallelujah. Don't you know? God is able to bless you even with things that you didn't even put on Christmas list. And sometimes you may think, oh, it's no need for me to write this down. And won't nobody be able to afford to get this for me or whatever. They may think that I'm being childish, or and they may think I'm not deserving. Don't you know? God will believe that God will think that you're deserving of it. Hallelujah. Ask God to forgive you for whatever wrong you may have done. Hallelujah. Anything that you may have done that you think and you know that this pleasing to God, and say, Lord, forgive me. And come into my heart. Lord, save me. First, save me from my sins. Lord, I just want to be your child. Hallelujah. And when you say that Jesus Christ has come into your heart, hallelujah, Jesus Christ has saved you. Hallelujah. Get up in the morning. Read the scripture. Hallelujah. Join us on the morning prayer line. Hallelujah. Watch God bless your day just like he blesses mine, just like he blesses the adult. Hallelujah. It's no age limit to God's blessings. Hallelujah. It's no age limit to God walking with you during the day, how he'll talk with you during the day. You actually feel his arms of love around you during the day. Hallelujah. You will see and you'll be able to see his protection. You may even see near misses. something that may have almost happened to you, but because of God protecting you, you'll say, wow, oh, God just spared me from that. Thank you, Jesus. Young people, I know what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. I've lived it, and I'm still living it, still living and loving the blessings of the Lord. Hallelujah. I just want to encourage you. Hallelujah. Live for Jesus. It's no better life. Thank you. And you be blessed of the Lord. Back to you, Pastor.
Hey, kids, sing this little song.
I can't do all this.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We want you to have something to write on. something that you will be able to take some notes. Even if God drops something in your spirit while the word of God is going on, we want you to be able to write it down. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to reset those alarms. Hallelujah. 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of us starting. Hallelujah. 7 a.m. in the morning. Hallelujah. We have praise and worship. We have an awesome time in the morning. Hallelujah. Starting our day off with Jesus. Hallelujah. Asking him to take over. Hallelujah. And blessing the whole day. First thing in the morning. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. It's 7 p.m. Tuesday evening. Hallelujah. We have Bible study. And that number is the same as our morning prayer number. Hallelujah. And then Wednesday evening, hallelujah, our midweek victory service, that is a different number. Hallelujah. And it's the same number we use for Sunday service, which is 515-602-9787. Hallelujah. 9787. You don't have to worry about the access code, hallelujah, with the number, hallelujah, we have for prayer of our Wednesday evening service or Sunday service. Hallelujah. We thank God. Then, and on the second Friday of the month, we have men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. From 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship, and then 7:15 until 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. And we have a wonderful time around the word of God. We may not be able to tell you what the next subject will be, but it will always be scripture-based and always be a blessing. Hallelujah. And Sundays, hallelujah, every Sunday at 3 p.m., except a month that has a fifth Sunday, hallelujah, that's minister to your family Sunday. But we have service, our live service, on Sundays at 3 p.m., hallelujah. Yes, 3 p.m. is our Sunday service, and we have an awesome time in the Lord. Please come and join us and invite somebody to come with you. Sometimes it just seems like God just lifts the top off and pours his spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You just have to witness the power of God. Hallelujah. In this service. Hallelujah. Sometimes the saints be so drunk they can't even stand up, and they haven't been drinking the unholy wine. They drunk in the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes it just makes you laugh because it sort of makes me laugh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How God will just bless the people of God. Hallelujah. Sometimes they can't even stand up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we just bless the Lord. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't forget, first and second Sundays of the month, it's a Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. And that's the Knowing the Roman Road. Hallelujah. In the pastor's corner. Hallelujah, it's the first and second Sunday of the month. Hallelujah, then the third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner, where we really actually honor the birthdays of the people in the congregation. Hallelujah, with a gift and a card. And then the first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah, where the young people are being taught the word of God. Hallelujah, bring your young people out. Bring your babies out so they can be taught about Jesus. Hallelujah. Elder QB Stevenson, someone that's qualified to teach the children. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Then on that fourth Sunday, that's the Sunday we have a guest speaker that comes in. Hallelujah. And the young people have a part in that service. They're able to share with us what they learned in Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They're able to answer questions and sing songs. Hallelujah. And quote scriptures. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And they always leave us with a gift. Hallelujah. A beautiful keepsake with the word of God on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for Jesus. Then after that speaker, our guest speaker, we have chip dinner. Hallelujah. And the guest speaker for the month of December will be Evangelist Danielle Curtis.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, bringing us a right now word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Come out, hear the word of God, and then have a dinner, sit-down fellowship dinner with the saints of God. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building with beautiful edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful childcare room, beautiful classrooms, beautiful offices. Hallelujah for the done. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for the campaigns that are going on. First of all, I'd like to thank God for the shower stations in Northeast, Southwest, for our homebound population. Hallelujah. Thank God for opportunities, every opportunity that he's given us to bless. Hallelujah. Our homebound population. Hallelujah. They're precious in the eyesight of God. I thank God for being able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. Thank you, Jesus. We have some campaigns that are continuing. Hallelujah. And one of the campaigns, hallelujah, is this, the scripture wristbands. Hallelujah, for a donation of $5, you're able to obtain a bag that has five beautiful scripture wristbands in them. And we've been blessing people all over the city, the state of Maryland, hallelujah, with a scripture wristband. Hallelujah, passing out the word of God, touching lives, one life at a time, one wrist at a time, hallelujah, one band at a time, hallelujah, hallelujah. And people gladly accept them and receive them, hallelujah, and all the hundreds. They have been given out. I've heard one person say that one person refused a scripture wristband. Hallelujah. And we have passed out hundreds of them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for being able to touch lives. Hallelujah. One life at a time and changing lives one life at a time. Hallelujah. And also we have a campaign going on right now that is blessing the homebound population. We have put together warming packets. And if you would like to bless a homeless person, a homebound person with a warming packet for a donation of $4, you'll be able to bless them with a packet that has two pairs of socks in it, a pair of gloves, a hat, and a neck warmer in it. Hallelujah. And you can send your donations to the Potter's House, P.O. Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. Or even you can send your donation to the Cash App, which is $TPH2023. Hallelujah. And everyone that sends, that uses the Cash App or the postal partner, we had that is our postal partner and sends a donation through our post office box, we have a gift for you just for saying thank you, just to say thank you for blessing us. Hallelujah, and blessing the ministry. Hallelujah, we just love to give. Hallelujah, and we just thank God. Hallelujah, even also, I don't want to forget the first Sunday of the month is Friends and Family Sunday. Hallelujah, so make a list. Call up your relatives, call up your friends, and say, hey, I want you to be my guest. Hallelujah, for Friends and Family Sunday. And you know what? That's this coming Sunday, because the month is out in one more day. We will be in the month of December.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, time is flying. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It's coming Sunday. Will be the first Sunday. So call up your family and your friends. Invite someone to come to church with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you. And one last announcement. If you're interested in being a student in the Institute of Biblical Learning, please text your name, hallelujah, to 443-416-1201 and says, I would like to have the information for the Institute of Biblical Learning, and I'll send the information right to your phone. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. God is awesome. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you so much. Govern yourselves accordingly, and God bless you. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peter. And I'd like to add a couple of things. We have two sets of gifts that we're going to give out on Sunday. For the person who invites the most people, in other words, put the name on the piece, I invited so-and-so, whether they show up or not, you bring that list in. If you have the most names on that list, we're going to give you a present. And then we're going to give a present to the person who invites the most people, and they actually show up. So there are two gifts, one to the person that will invite the most people. They have to bring a list with the names on it, and we trust that you're in the house of God, so you're not going to You can tell the truth, glory to God. And then those who actually show up, the person that has part, their invitees most show up, they're going to get a prize as well. And I got a hint to all of you. 100% of the people you bring show up.
Amen.
You'll get that maybe tomorrow. 100% of the people you bring show up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank God for you. Pastor Peach, we thank God for you and the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. And again, the number that you call to get up to hear this service today is the same number for Sunday. It's also the same number you use for the Men's and Women's Fellowship, which is next week. So remember that. Put that in your records. And if you want to join us in the morning, the number to call is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Hallelujah. God bless you all. And may God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this evening. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, I know we're behind time, but we're going to go right ahead. What time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
It's the meal that heals y'all.
Yes.
And some of you that have been following us, and it's not the first time you've listened to us or you've been with us, you said every time they have service, they have Holy Communion. It's the meal that heals. You need healing? Glory to God. You want healing every time you, glory to God, as much as you can. Is that right?
Amen.
The text on today, thank you, Holy Ghost. The text on today is 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we lift the elements of Holy Communion right now. We thank you for the elements. We ask that you would bless, anoint, and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. In the text on today, it says to examine yourself. And we do that in the light of the word of the Lord. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b, Hebrews 9:22b, Revelation 1:5b, Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14, Matthew 26:28. We comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Now in the text on today, it says that, also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves, and for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was said. We thank you for your word today. And there's one thing you put above yourself, it's your word, Lord. Glory to God. Psalm 138:2 says so. My babushi kidding. Hallelujah. And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, the bread.
In remembrance.
And when he had given us back, we thank you again, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah.
In remembrance of you.
We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Thank you for 18. Isaiah 61, verses 1, 2, and 3. Declare you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. You are Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads and to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. 2 John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread today. We remember you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, we thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the new testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12, verses 13 and verse 23. Exodus 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah 43, chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you in remembrance, that we may plead together and that we may be justified. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt and of the world shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood today. We remember you, Lord. We don't give a chance to fall. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah and Tisbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already definites, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to north, makes to north, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every skeleton, hexagon. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every skeleton, hexagon. Fire in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for a holy communion on today. We remember you, Lord. And because of who we are and whose we are and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our bonus families according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28. Romans 4:17. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name.
Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine.
We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts in ministry of helps. We're brilliant, we're awesome, we're amazing, we're intelligent, we're powerful, we're perfect, we're strong, we're mighty, we're great, we're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peaches. What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Be God. Blessed be God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captives free. Save, fill with your Holy Spirit, O God. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name to them that believe. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for spiritual authority that tread on serpents and scorpions. Save me, curse you from the root, and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, and we bless your name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen, amen. My brother, we're doing part two of this teaching. I want you to hear this real good. Hallelujah. The title of tonight's message is How to Say No When Saying Yes is Spiritually Unsound. Let me say that again. I said, how to say no when saying yes is spiritually not right.
Mm-hmm.
Let me do that one more time. How to say no when saying yes is spiritually incorrect, sinful, evil, not right. Pastor Peter, give us the last four scriptures, or five scriptures that we were dealing with. Five scriptures, I think.
Yes, 1 Corinthians 10:23, Proverbs 13, verses 7 and 8, 1 Timothy 6:6-10, 1 Samuel 16:6-7, and Luke 10:19.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
All of you, I'm going to have to reinitialize this call. Someone tried to call in and they just, I don't want distracted. Hold on just a second.
Hallelujah. stand by. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for the word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Do I need to hang up?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
In the title of this message is how to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. You gave the scriptures before we had that interruption. So that you should have the scriptures. There is a fallacy that is in the church. Not talking about outside the church, because they would kill us, a lot of people. In the church, where people think that the enemy, God's enemy, the devil, will not tell you to do something good. Let me share with you this, that you who have given your hearts over to God, the devil cannot tempt you to rob a bank, to hold up a Brinks truck, to snatch somebody's pocketbook, carjack somebody. But he has surreptitiously into a lot of people's minds that he won't tell you to do something good. But see, the devil's job is to get you off the track. God has placed you on a track. God, you've been put on a train track. A track. If you get off that track, it's called an accident. It's called a derailment. The enemy's job is to derail you. 1 Peter 5:8 said he's going around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. The word of God says in the last day, even the very elect will be deceived. God wants you to always seek his guidance.
Amen.
But the devil will ask you to do something good, but at the wrong time. Or it wasn't your assignment, it was somebody else's, and you're doing it, and you messing up somebody else's blessing. You got... The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, lean not to your own understanding,
amen,
but in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You got that, Holy Spirit, lead me. Don't fall for the okey-doke, because what looks good is not necessarily good for you to do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Give me that first scripture.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 10:23. Hallelujah. And it says, all things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not.
What that is saying, there's some things that seem harmless and good to do for you to do. Let me share this with you. A lot of us, we think to love someone is always say yes to them. Often, loving someone is actually saying no. Oh, well, you don't believe that. Well, do you know the word enabler? There's some folks that all day long, they 30 years old, 40 years old, in their living room watching TV or playing on their cell phone. Then at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, they go looking for a job. And, of course, you know, him and services that closed down are looking at people for jobs at 2 o'clock. But there was an appointment. And so they don't have everything they need. So they'll call you on the phone. Uncle Joe, I need food. I ain't got no food in the house. Well, why don't you have food in the house? Because you don't ask that. you heard somebody say that they need food. And so you don't have that much yourself, but you're scrounging out getting something together. Say, so I'll be right over. Taking them food. And then next week, call you up again. I don't have no food. They still go looking for a job at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. They're still playing games. What shit came up? The title of this message is How to Say No When Saying Yes is Spiritually Unsound, When Saying Yes is Spiritually Not Right, When Saying Yes is Spiritually Wrong. You become an enabler. You're a partaker in another man's sin.
Amen.
You're an enabler. You're helping somebody once, maybe twice. That scenario, I'm not talking to somebody who's bedridden and they need food and everything. But I'm not talking, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about them folks that want to live by faith, but they want to live on your faith. They want to borrow your rent money. They don't want to go get rent money for themselves. They want to borrow your rent money so they can pay their rent. And we fall for the okey-doke. Because we don't know how to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. And then you sin because you're partaking in another man's sin. You say, that's sin? Well, I'll put it this way. You driving a car, somebody says, look here, I gotta run into the bank. Can you take me to the bank and wait for me? And they go in the bank and rob the bank. Come on, say, I'll step on the gas. We got to get out. Somebody in jail. They just got out of jail. Because that's all they did. They didn't know it was going to run, but they were a partaker in another man's sin. They didn't know they were. They fell for the okey-doke. You know, look, you know that cousin Ralph haven't been working. What? He going to the bank? He ain't got no bank account. What are you going to the bank to do? He's going to the bank to rob it. And you drove him there. And then you spent 7 years in prison because you were part of the getaway.
Yep.
See how the enemy, because you were desperate. He called you up, hey, look, can you give me a lift to the bank? And you don't know how to say no. You better ask God, Holy Spirit, lead me. Before you open your big mouth, excuse me, before you open your little mouth, you need to count to 10. Or you need to do what I share with some people do. You say this. If I wasn't a Christian, I wouldn't be here. Holy Spirit, lead me. Lead me. That's about 5 seconds. You do that twice before you open your mouth to say yes to somebody. Because God wants you to acknowledge him in all things. That's not incorrect. It sounds good. Take him to the bank? Okay. Take him to the market. That sounds good. You better ask God to lead you. You may go to the market at the wrong time and somebody come in the market and kill 15 people because they're crazy. Ooh. And you there and you one of the victims because you didn't ask God whether you should go or not. What does all mean?
Oh, everything.
Acknowledge him in all things, y'all.
Yes.
Don't assume. And I've heard pastors say, yeah, well, the devil's not going to ask you to do something good. Yes, he will. He wants to get you off track. You don't believe me. Go to 10:10, John 10:10, the A portion of that. The thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. The B portion of that says, but I am come, Jesus is talking, but I am come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. God wants to bless you.
Thank you.
The devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy. You better know the difference. How can you know the difference? The answer to 1,000 questions, Neil Ware said, be led. Whether you're going to do it or not, be led. It sounds good. Oh, I need food. That knucklehead that doesn't have a job, no. He wants to borrow $20. Does he have a job? How he going to get? He going to borrow? He going to snatch somebody's pocketbook? How is he going to get you your $20 back or your $50 back or your $100 back? I had one lady, and I mentioned it several times, wanted me to loan her my rent money. At the time, I was a single parent. And, of course, I thought about it for just about a half of a second. Because she ain't had no job. What, you going to do, rob the bank on Friday? Everything good to do is not necessarily good for you to do. And if you want to be an enabler, that's like being a co-conspirator in somebody else's sin, in somebody's crime. Bible said, man, don't work, don't eat. Oh, give me another scripture, because I want to complete this today. I don't want to do a prayer. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
Proverbs 13:7-8. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. The ransom of a man's life are his riches, but the poor heareth not rebuke.
Look here. Sometimes we are dazzled by the idea of gaining riches. We're dazzled, and it's almost like, I don't know if you notice horses. They have blinders on. They can only see forward because they have blinders on, especially when they're racing. Because, you know, they're racing. They don't want to be look over and see another horse beside them. You know, it might get them nervous. So they got blinders on. Sometimes we have blinders on. We can't see what's near us and what God is trying to say. We got blinders on. And look here. Poor folk are people who don't have all that they want to have. But in Christ, they're really not poor.
Amen.
They're rich because they're living on faith. And faith will take them to riches. They're not swayed by what the world says. They're swayed by what Jesus says. And the Word of God says, let the poor say they're rich. No, you don't have to go around saying you're poor. You go around saying you're rich. And guess what? You can have what you say. Because, see, what you say are seeds that are planted in your life, and you're going to get there, y'all. Don't let the devil fool you with tricks.
Amen.
Say in the last day, even the very elect will be fooled. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of folks been fooled by people that okie-doke. They've been fooled and lying and cheating all their life. And they fooled some big preachers, some little preachers. Folks, yeah, come. Give me another scripture. My.
1 Corinthians 6:6, and then the 10th verse. It said, the 6th verse says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. And the 10th verse says, for the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows.
You got to chase after Christ and his righteousness. Matthew 6:33 says, first seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all, didn't say get yourself in trouble. Mm. And sometimes, you know, the old saying, and it's true in a lot of ways. It's something that sounds too good to be true may be too good to be true.
Mm-hmm.
How to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. Glory to God. I'm going to tell you how to do that in a minute. Go ahead, give me another scripture.
1 Samuel 16:6-7. And it came to pass, when they were come, that he looked on Gilead and said, surely the Lord anointed is before him. But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as man seeth. For man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart.
You got to rely on the Lord, because what you see with your natural eyes may not be what is.
Right.
It may be a trick of the enemy.
Mm.
You know, I know it's, you're eager. Oh, yeah. I got 5 children, and we need food. Boom. You want to run out and help them. You need. Rely on the Lord. And see, God, that's why the gifts of the Holy Spirit are in the body of Christ. Because the Lord can give you the word of knowledge, which is a supernatural a word about what in the past or what in the present. And God will tell you, say, look here, this guy doesn't work. He plays all day. He goes to the pool hall. He goes to the bar. And then he begs around, goes from person to person to beg. I had one situation. I found out. Lady used to be a Martin Luther King Boulevard near, I think it's Preston, out there every day with a sign. You know, she needed money. And people would give it to her. When it started getting dark, a limousine would come and pick her up. She done got a whole lot of money tax-free. What it looks like is not necessarily so. You got to be led, y'all. When you start sowing, you got to be led. Keep on sowing, but you got to be led. Because you want to really sow on good ground, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You want to take your time. You want to flow. I mean, it sounds good. Oh, so-and-so needs food. Oh, where do they live? How many people in the household? That sounds good. But you may be an enabler because husband and wife don't work. They stay around and they call folks to get them food, money, and all that other stuff. And you have joined the course of enablers. You say, well, Brother Brad, you say don't help others? No, I'm not saying that. Almsgiving is necessity. But also, sowing on good ground is also necessity. If you know the ground is not good ground and you're sowing it, you didn't inquire of the Lord. It says, in all your ways acknowledge him. Didn't say, few. Well, I got this, Lord.
Hmm.
I know they need food. You got to make sure you inquire of God. Give me another scripture.
Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
It's important for you to understand you've got power. But if you're foolish, if you don't acknowledge God, you're going to be consumed by what after you're going after. You've got to make sure that you are led by the Spirit of the living God, not a demon spirit when you're out here doing good. You need to know how to say no. And you know how you say no? If God reveals to you, don't do it. It's a trap. They're trying to get you someplace where they can take everything you got and take your life. That's why you got to understand that. But see, you got all this power, but you don't be foolish for what you got. You don't be foolish with what you got. You got to still acknowledge God. I got the power to tread on serpents and scorpions, but I'm not going to go into a den of vipers unless God sends me on a mission. And I'll make sure it's God and not my flesh, not my emotions. You say, well, you've been talking a good while of how to say no when saying yes to spiritually unsound. So we understand about all that. But how you say no? It says, I don't mean no harm. Remember this phraseology. I don't mean any harm. But I'm sorry, I have to say no right now. And that's okay, because that's true. If God reveals to you that, I think it's a trap. It's a trap. He will tell you. The Holy Spirit will reveal to you what's going on. Or you made a promise, or you made a vow to do something else. Hallelujah. You say, I don't mean no harm, but I have to do such and such. Because God told me to do such and such. Well, God, they tell you to feed the hungry, and we're hungry. God revealed to you that you're not even looking for work. But you don't tell them that, because you, unless God tells you to tell them that. But you tell, I'm sorry. I can't help you this time.
Amen.
It's hard, isn't it? It's hard. Somebody tell you they're hungry, and you can't help them there. But you got to do it.
Right. You got to be pleasing unto the Lord. And it'll also help that person.
Amen. You see, because people got to do what God said do. If they want to get what God says, I'll give you.
Amen.
And folk refuse to obey God. They refuse to, but they want to then live off of your faith. They always got their hand out. They never bring in something. They always want to take something. They don't want to sap your strength and your resources. Joel Osteen said he had somebody every 3 months. They would have a problem with their rent. So he would help them every 3 months. Then they moved away to another, they called, and I think he may have helped them one time. But then they called again 3 or 4 months later and said, Joel, well, so-and-so, what are we going to do? So pull them into their stuff. They had moved to another state. What we going to do? We're going to live for the Lord. We're going to ask God to lead us.
Amen.
God said, no, I'm not. I got to be good steward of what he done gave me.
Amen.
And you in another, you move to another state,
mm-hmm.
and you want church to still pay your rent? Are you outside of your mind?
Mm-hmm.
There are people like that, though.
That's right. Foolishness.
Faith, foolishness, or presumption?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was foolishness or presumption. And the faith part was we want to live on everybody else's faith.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got to understand that loving folk is not saying yes all the time to them. You got to be led by the Spirit of the living God. Because if you don't, you will get your whole self in trouble and then your family in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder, how did I get here? Because you didn't acknowledge God. You thought that anything good to do was all right to do.
Power on. Sometimes you got to say no.
You got to say no, y'all. Is it hard? Yes, it's hard. But you ask God to give you the words. Because I don't mean no harm. But I got to say no now. Because, you know, somebody borrows money from you. And, you know, I'll give it back to you in 2 weeks. 2 weeks, you go looking for them. They done joined the Witness Protection Service. Yeah, can't find them no place. Is that the last scripture?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. bless your socks off.
Right.
He said, feed the hungry. But he also said, don't be an enabler. Right. Don't be a partaker in another man's sin. You know who they are, because they are. Oh, that's the same person that has 7 jobs in 1 year. They don't like to take orders from nobody. But they need food for their children. And we pray for the children. He said, we pray for the children. We need to bless the children. You do. But I'm going to tell you, ask God first.
Amen.
I think I'm going to get some bumper stickers made up. Ask God first. Lord have mercy. Before you know, Sister only calls you when they want something. You probably got voicemail?
Yes.
Let it hit the voicemail.
Amen.
Every month, they hit you for food. They hit you for some extra money. And they're not working, not looking for a job. One guy had a job. I ain't going to mention his name. But we was cleaning up a building. And they was paying him good money. All he had to do once a week to clean up the building, paying him good money. And he couldn't do that. Because it was consistent. Some folks don't like doing stuff over and over again, even if they got money for it. I don't know what that's all about, but it has something to do with some demons, I'm going to tell you that. Saying no when you're spiritually unsound to say yes is a requisite. You've got to do what God said do. If God said no,
it's no.
I was told to say no. Well, who told you? That's all right. I don't mean no harm, but brother, you're gonna have to dig yourself out of that ditch, because you're the one that dug yourself and jumped in the ditch, and then you howling out of the ditch, hey, somebody help me! But you jumped in there. What's your problem? Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we hope that some seed sown tonight has blessed somebody, has encouraged somebody to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound, spiritually wrong, spiritually sinful. So we thank you, God. May 30, 60, 100-fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing be the harvest on the seed sown tonight, in Jesus' name. Pastor Peter.
Thank God for giving us strength. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for the word. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And may the word of God found you. Hallelujah. And may you find strength in the word. Hallelujah. And if there's any out there that would love to give, that wants to give their heart to Jesus, please repeat this prayer behind me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. Lord, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart that you died and you rose again. And Lord God, and I want to make you my Lord and Savior. We believe that if you prayed that prayer, you're now saved. You're now a child of God. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to have a Bible, hallelujah, give us a call at 410-444-5152. And we're going to see that you get the Bible so you can read the Word of God daily. Hallelujah. And join us in the morning for morning praise and worship. That number is 720-527-5952. And the access code is 103-4545. Bless the Lord. See you in the morning.